Dreamscape presents Too Hard to Handle by Julianne Walker. Narrated by Lisa Lockford. Prologue. Goose Island, Chicago, Illinois. Thursday, 5:28 p.m. Calm down, dude. You keep going on like this, your brain will explode. And I really don't want to get any of it on me. Penny DePaul recognized the voice of the man speaking as she followed the red-headed behemoth named Gerald through the narrow gate on the side of the big warehouse that housed Black Knights Incorporated.
It's not my head I'm worried about,
came a booming bass response.
It's yours. I mean, Ozzy man, you know that woman is buckets of crazy, right?
Maybe, Ozzy replied, just as Penny rounded the corner, stopping when Gerald's gigantic biker boots took root atop the patio pavers. But if she is, she really puts the hot in psychotic. Am I right? Peeking around Gerald's massive back, Penny's eyes landed on Ethan Ozzy Sykes. He was sitting in a bright red Adirondack chair with his back to her, and from what little she could make out, he was looking pretty good for a guy who'd nearly had his leg blown off. The leg in question was secured in a brace and propped on the stone lip of a big fire pit built into the center of the courtyard behind the warehouse. The courtyard itself was surrounded by outbuildings and a 15-foot-high brick wall topped by razor wire and a crap ton of security cameras. To the inexperienced, Black Knights, Inc. looked as it was meant to look, like the work area and living space for a group of rough and rowdy guys who built fantastical custom motorcycles in a not-so-nice part of town. The latter requiring all the high-tech security.